defending your freedom every single day.
On the Car Arms Platinum Microphone from the GunBroker.com studios.
This is Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Here's your host, Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense in the GunBroker.com studios in front of this Car Arms Platinum Microphone. It is Friday already. Can you believe it? Let me tell you, been a weird week because 7 days ago today, I landed about 2 hours ago in the ATL from Las Vegas, returning back from the Shooting, Hunting, and Outdoor Trade Show 2020 version. And it is a week later, and I still feel like I just left Las Vegas. What's that song, Leaving Las Vegas? Because the crud's been keeping me down all week long. But freedom never takes a break. So here we are a week later. It's just one of those kind of funky things with me. Let me go to my guest who's going to stick with me for the rest of the program today. But before I do, I'm going to read something and see if he catches this or if he knows maybe who wrote this. Because this is about Texas. Let's see. Let me test Lee the gun writer Williams here in just a second. Even if you trust in the good guy with a gun mythology of being protected, consider this. Nobody expects the faithful in a tiny town to get up on a Sunday morning and strap on a pistol before they head to their house of worship for prayer. He wrote that in November 2017 in a column originally titled Prayers Won't Fit Texas for Our Culture of Fear. That column certainly didn't age very well. Getting up in a tiny town on a Sunday morning and strapping on a pistol, in this case, a Sig Sauer P229, before heading to his house of worship for prayer is exactly what Jack Wilson did. And a lot of folks are alive today because of it. I strongly disagree with the premise of Mr. Moore's current work, too. Nothing is ever as simple as a good guy versus bad guy. Reality exists mostly in varying shades of gray. Sunday's shooting at the West Freeway Church of Christ was relatively simple. A bad man walks into a church armed with a shotgun and evil intent, and he gets shot in the face by a heroic parishioner. Simple. Lee, do you know who wrote that?
No idea, but obviously a very, very good wordsmith.
That would be Lee the Gunwriter Williams. Is that you?
Yeah, that'd be me.
That was your column.
Thanks, brother.
Oh, no, that was your column titled, No, CNN, the Texas Shooting is as Simple as It Seems. I'll tell you why I thought about that today. Before I talk to you to bring you on the program today, I had another conversation with another individual in Texas who shot and is largely seen as being responsible for saving dozens of lives in the Sutherland Springs, excuse me, massacre. Do you happen to know who that hero was?
No.
The AR-15. Well, I'm going to hold off on that for a little bit because he's coming to the program on Sunday with me, so I'll go there. I'm just teasing that right now. But that hero is going to be joining me coming up on Sunday in just a couple of days. So I'll go there in just a couple minutes. I wanted to go back to this because it reminded me of that. And what you were referring to was CNN. Who is this getting up? Who said that for CNN?
A couple of people have said that. But the man I quoted was a columnist, James C. Moore. He's a very staunch anti-gunner. He's written about a few Texas shootings, and his columns have appeared on their website.
James, what's his name? James C. Moore?
Correct. M-O-O-R-E. Yeah.
So he's not an on-air personality. He's a columnist for these people.
No.
Right? Okay.
Correct.
Well, you're talking about Wilson, Jack Wilson, of course, the hero down in White Settlement, Texas. And I was referring to Stephen Wilford, who at Sutherland Springs a couple years earlier, Mr. Wilford spoke at the Richmond rally. And there's a lot of parallels to what happened there. And I see those parallels. Those ironies are not lost on me as the host of Armed American Radio, that two times when you get boneheads like the individual you quoted, and then you see time after time when a good guy with a gun stops a bad guy with a gun and they just refuse to acknowledge it like it doesn't even exist, I guess because they know they're not going to write about it and the rest of their colleagues aren't going to pin them down on it, that they can just move on from it, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's because it's so fleeting.
Fleeting. Yeah, I guess when you're, remember the old saying, never pick a fight with someone who buys ink by the barrel?
Yeah.
If you choose not to write about something, that makes it fleeting, doesn't it?
Yeah. And by the way, we buy ink by the train car.
You do. That's what I love. TheGunWriter.com, listener, TheGunWriter.com. Of course, I'm talking with Lee, the gun writer Williams, and I love the moniker. It's awesome. It's, you know, you and I have been talking about this stuff back and forth for quite a while here, and I like to go to this one. This will bring us together forever. It has, and it will forever. It's something neither one of us will ever forget. But you and I were sitting at the back of a hotel at a Hyatt in Sarasota. Was that yesterday?
On the beach.
On the beach in Sarasota on a beautiful, beautiful afternoon. I had just gotten into town. You picked me up at the airport, got me over to the hotel, and we had little drinks with little foo-foo umbrellas in them and a couple cold beers, and I got a text message that Justice Antonin Scalia had passed away right then and there when the two of us sat down. And we immediately became embroiled in a conversation with Mr. Gottlieb over that when that news broke. And that's something that I'll remember where I was the rest of my life because of the implications that it has going forward for the right to bear arms, no doubt about it. That's just a moment we shared. So I just wanted to mention that.
Yeah. Never forget it.
Never forget it. So Stephen Wilford, I went ahead and tipped my hat there. You were talking in this particular case about white settlement and Mr. Wilson, and I'm talking, of course, about Stephen Wilford. Stephen reached out to me today, and I love it. He said, when am I going to be on your show? Out of the blue, because he and I had been talking about it for a while, and it was just it was just a matter of me getting back. He's a big fan of the program, and I got to tell you, he thanked me today, and I thought it was very humbling. Here's a guy who went outside barefoot with his AR-15 and took out an individual who had just killed 26 people and was in the process of moving to another location to do the same. And he is largely seen as, he's the guy that stopped it. It's as simple as that. He fired at him and gave chase. And it's humbling, man. When he said to me, he says, you need to keep it up, man. You're a lone voice out there, man. We need your voice out there. And I'm thinking to myself, you need to keep it up. Okay. You need to keep making sure that we're protected out there. And he is, you know, Sunday morning, he leads the security at his church. And these are the things that heroes do, like Mr. Wilford. It's very humbling to have a conversation with him. And listen, I can't wait to bring him to you this Sunday's MonsterCast in just 2 days. Lee, I missed you at the SHOT Show, brother.
Well, you didn't miss the crud, huh?
No, it was pretty bad. In fact, I did go to the doctor today, earlier, I did. And you know what he told me?
Don't go to SHOT Show.
No, he said, you got the crud.
Thank you.
It looks like you got SHOT Show crud. Where were you? I said, you know it. Yeah, he was familiar with it. I got one of those doctors that's a big fan of the show and an individual who's very up on the right to bear arms, and I love that. And that's right, Obama. If I like my doctor, I can keep my doctor. I ain't worried about you. But it's interesting because, a lot of us came back with that stuff. It was pretty bad. A lot of folks were hospitalized, believe it or not, because a lot of different strains of crap going on out there. But go ahead. You were going to say something. I could sense it. Go ahead.
Last time I went, brother, I was down for a week.
That's right. You were. You know, yesterday, Bill Frady from Lock and Load Radio was on with me, and he was hurting. He was hurting bad. I spoke with Alexander Rubian from New Jersey Second Amendment Society, down for 4 days. He was out like a lot. John Lott was there on site with crud. Just terrible. So, yeah, that's right. I remember that. The last time you did go, you were down. Well, it was a good show. We missed you there. I'm glad you weren't there so you didn't have to worry about coming back with this stuff. But no big deal. Got some medications for it. We'll knock it out here. But it's been a week, man. It's just not going away. Anyway, Lee, I got so much I want to talk with you about today. I really do. Elizabeth Warren is running her mouth now. She's introducing what she's calling a quote-unquote sweeping gun control bill. And then Kentucky representative, Thomas Massie, is introducing legislation to lower handgun purchases at the federal level to 18. Another, slap in the face. And then I want to talk a little bit about, Lee, just give you some heads up here, about Schumer and Pelosi refusing to accept whatever the Republicans do in the Senate trial, which the Constitution gives them the authority to do. And what that says about what they think about our country and what we can read into that about what they think about our constitutional rights and freedoms, that they can just say, forget it. Whatever they're doing is illegitimate because we don't agree with it. And I want to find out from you what kind of dangerous place that puts us in when we now have a Democrat Party that says no, we shouldn't have won the election, and because we didn't win the election, we're going to impeach the person who did. And when that doesn't work, and the Constitution, which we're going to, I almost said a very bad word, dump all over, that almost came out. It would have in a conversation with you and I sitting on that deck at the Hyatt, I tell you that much. But what does it say when they do that to the Constitution and then get a response again that they don't like and then claim that to be illegitimate? What does it say about the Democrat Party, and what kind of threat does that put the nation under as we go forward? This ain't a pretty conversation, but we're going to have it here on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense in the GunBroker.com studios on this Car Arms microphone, because we can and we have to. Back with Lee the Gunwriter Williams right after this.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey, who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by 7 combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, "We don't need that kind of gun," remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
You've helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics. Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
This upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by GunBroker.com, the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammo, and related accessories. That's GunBroker.com. Welcome back to the show. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, Round 2, Segment 2, the GunBroker.com studios, the Car Arms Platinum Microphone, Lee the Gunwriter Williams. Welcome back, brother.
Good to be here.
Where did we leave off during the break? I covered a lot of ground there. I almost said a bad word, but I didn't. I almost did, but I didn't. Elizabeth Warren. You want to start with Elizabeth Warren?
Sure.
Okay. Here's the dynamic in play. Swalwell, Kamala Harris, Beto O'Rourke, Cory Booker, out. Bloomberg running, $100 million plus gun control ads. Gun control couldn't elevate those previous four losers I just mentioned up above 1% to 2%. Bloomberg can't hide from gun control, even though the Democrat Party has been hiding from it since those four went caca off to the caca races to disappear into Never Never Land because of their gun control positions. We see what's happening in Virginia. The nation knows what the Democrats want to do at the federal level. That's the petri dish we're watching in Virginia. And Bloomberg can't run from it, which, if you follow the logical conclusions, means he's not going to be successful, period. Just like the other four. Warren's been quiet. Sanders has been quiet. Buttigieg has been quiet. The rest of them have been quiet about gun control. The networks haven't been hammering them about it. And now Elizabeth Warren pops out with her aggressive gun safety legislation, which includes a federal gun licensing system, universal background checks, and a ban on all military-style assault weapons, which they'll tell you what they are, to address what she calls the deadly crisis, an epidemic, which is a health crisis, by the way, according to her, of gun violence. Lee, put all of that in perspective for listeners.
She wants to get out of the race because this is a guaranteed way to do it. The rest of them have proven that. Also, as far as what she's proposing, nonsensical crap that will never happen unless you have a magic wand. I've read it. I've read through it. It's just, it's like cut and paste, cut and paste, cut and paste. Nothing will change. And it, again, focuses on taking guns out of the hand of the law-abiding folks rather than trying to take them out of the hands of the criminals. I get so sick of these laws that punish the law-abiding and totally ignore the criminal element.
Has America seen through this charade?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. That's why Beto was showing the door as everybody else that's proposed this.
Okay, well, I'm a little concerned because Boston Mayor Martin J. Walsh, I mean, the whole world knows who he is, right? Martin J. Walsh, right? We all know who Martin J. Walsh is. He's endorsed it in Massachusetts, and so has the David Hogwash group, March for Our Lives. So I'm a little bit concerned because if Martin J., Nobody Knows Who I Am, Walsh in Boston, and David Hogwash group, March for Our Lives, endorse this, we know it's going to get a lot of media attention. And if it gets a lot of media attention because it's coming from Pocahontas Warren, then certainly she feels that something different can happen for her than happened to the other four and is likely to happen to Bloomberg because he can't run from gun control. What am I missing here, bro?
No, you're not. He is going to spend $10 million on Sunday alienating more than half the country. Did you hear about that spend that he made? Yeah. Great. Target audience there, because nobody who's watching football owns a gun.
You know, that's such a great point. Let's go back to that in a minute. Go back to quickly the Warren debacle. Obviously she uses her quote unquote, I guess, Cherokee Massachusetts roots and she's touting support from the entire Massachusetts congressional delegation, including Boston Mayor Martin J., No One Knows Who I Am Walsh, and other organizations, including Hogwash's March for Our Lives. But this bill includes provisions from legislation by Massachusetts Senator, what's his name, Ed Markey, which is licensing laws. Okay. Markey is co-sponsoring the bill, by the way, and it would allocate $100 million in annual funding for federal research into gun violence and provide an additional $100 million each year for gun violence intervention programs. What is a gun violence intervention program? Do you even know what that is? Is that like midnight basketball, but shooting bowling pins instead?
I was thinking it's some type of confiscation, brother. I put nothing past them.
But I mean, what does that even mean? We're going to spend $100 million each year for gun violence intervention programs. What does that even mean?
Yeah, I don't have a clue.
Crime intervention? I'd not mean to put you on the spot with that. I don't know the answer to that either. I don't think they do. I think it just sounds good that they just say it. But they go on, Lee, to talk about things like a mass shooting a day. A mass shooting a day.
Yeah.
They make this stuff up. Well, I mean, ask you where. Day-to-day gun violence or firearm. Not one time in any of this. I almost did it. I've never heard the word crime.
No, totally not the focus. They focus solely on taking guns out of the hands or making it more difficult for the law-abiding to attain guns, and they focus in no way, shape, or form on taking the guns out of the hands of criminals or preventing criminals from getting them. Tried and true, that's what they want, that's what they're doing, because it's about control. It's not about disarming the criminal element, it's about control, and I'm so sick of it.
You know, it's interesting. You go back to the Obama years, Lee. Those of us that knew what Obamacare was at its roots relative to gun control have yet again been vindicated by this current group of socialists that are masquerading as formerly known party as Democrats. Here's what Markey said. Whether through a mass shooting or suicide, every community in Massachusetts and across the country has lost blood because of the scourge of gun violence. We need to treat gun violence like the public health crisis it is. And that's what we knew Obamacare was getting ready to do, was declare guns a public health crisis. Then you were going to have, if you were a gun owner, then you were going to have trouble getting health insurance. You knew this was all coming, right? So,
oh, absolutely.
Would you put anything past someone like Warren to declare some type of health crisis? Now, I just went to the doctor. My doctor and I talked about guns and how despicable and disgusting people like her are. And I wasn't given, he didn't say to me, those guns in your house are causing a virus in your chest. So we need medication for that. Are my guns a problem as far as an illness?
No. Besides, I have conversations with my doctor about guns, too. He wants to know who the hot trainers are that he should go to or what accessories I would recommend for his ARs.
Yeah,
that's the kind of doctor you want, folks.
If your doctor is asking you if you have guns in the home because he's spitting these liberal lines, find yourself a new doctor. When that happens, just ask to see his training credentials and to see his qualifications relative to his when he talks to you about gun safety. Because he's talking about gun safety under the ruse of gun control. When he asked that, ask to see his training credentials. Can I see your skill set? Can I see your training credentials, sir? Do you have them on the wall? When he can't produce them, tell him to go pound salt and tell him you're going to have a new doctor. Because he's not looking out for your best interest. He's speaking politics, not health. And that's a problem. Lee Williams and I, the Gun Writer, will continue the conversation on Friday in the GunBroker.com studios right after this. Don't go away. The second half of Armed American Radio's podcast today is being sponsored by TakeAShotFirearms.com. Reviews you can trust, shots you don't want to miss. That's their great slogan. Reviews on firearms and optics with other products to come. Great odds on winning popular firearms and accessories. Fun product reviews and new opportunities to win with the best odds around. When you do win, Take a Shot Firearms will ship to the FFL of your choice for free. Buy any gun from Take a Shot Firearms webinars outright from them directly at below MSRP. They ship for free. We support startup companies and the companies that support Armed American Radio here on this program. I hope you do as well. TakeAShotFirearms.com. Back to the podcast. Enjoy the second half. Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates 100% of profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and join the coffee club while you're there. DefenderCoffee.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, round three already, man. This day is flying right by in these gunbroker.com studios on the Car Arms microphone. Before I go into a couple of those other stories I want to cover with Lee the Gunwriter Williams. Lee, welcome back. People can find you where?
TheGunWriter.com. TheGunWriter.com.
So simple.
That has all of our stories, social media, podcasts, you name it.
I don't think I spoke to you about this one, but our friends over at Florida Carry, you wrote about this a couple weeks back. Florida Carry wins major lawsuit against Broward County over multiple illegal gun ordinances. Broward, that's the coward from Broward. That's Israel's old stomping grounds down there before he got kicked out by your new governor that has a set of cojones on him. What's going on now? What was Broward trying to pull now?
Well, they just had a whole bunch of ordinances that they snuck in and incredibly posted and enacted, even though it's a clear violation of our preemption statute. And this just cleaned them all out.
All right, but there's a push down there now to go after the preemption. Aren't a bunch of Democrat legislators suing the governor? Or
cities and counties.
Okay, what's happening?
Cities and counties that want to take it down, and it's terrible. I mean, I've always said they want to get rid of preemption more than they want to get rid of semi-autos. Preemption is the statute that saves us, that prevents cities and counties in Florida or even school districts from enacting their own gun laws. If an elected official violates preemption, they're looking at removal from office and up to $5,000 in fines. It's a criminal charge, and the statute mandates that they pay that with their own money. They can't use any public taxpayer dollars to pay that fine.
Oh, no.
And a bunch of cities and counties are going for it. But, you know, it's the law. It's not the job to change the law. It'd be up to the legislature. That would never get through the legislature. Nobody's going to mess with preemption. But they're saying it's unconstitutional. There's a million different reasons why. But I think it's a frivolous lawsuit, and I've predicted that it's probably going to go down and get defeated.
Yeah, these socialists are something else, aren't they? Okay with me, not
yeah.
for thee. Agree with me or the hell with you. And if I don't like your law, forget it. I mean, now I mention that for a reason, because let's segue over to the federal level. Let's go to the impeachment deal for just a couple of moments. I don't want to spend a lot of time, but I think it's importantly that we talk about this at the grand scale, you know, federal poobah level, where you've got Nancy Pelosi, my God, who continues to vote for these people. It's just beyond me. And Charles Schumer, I mean, my God, New York, come on. After all these decades, you can't find anybody else. He's it. He's the only person in your state that can represent you. I mean, you're fleeing your state like crazy. Okay, Angry Mark was getting ready to come out and go in a different direction, so let me tamp that back down. Hold on. All right. See how easy that is, Lee? It's not hard to do.
Yeah.
Especially when you picture him with his little glasses at the tip of his nose, just sitting there mocking everybody and so condescending. And God, he's hateful to look at. Having said that, I know I'm not alone, right? I'm not alone when I say that. Please make me feel better.
No, you're not.
Okay. So they're now saying whatever the Senate does is going to be illegitimate because they don't agree with it. So where does it end? What they're doing is they're destroying the rule of law in the country. Number one, with their phony impeachment to begin with. Remember, let's impeach Trump. Let's impeach the blank blanker. You know, before he was even elected. Anybody can see through this. They've been trying to do this from day one. It's nothing new. And then when it doesn't work for them, they'll just, man, it's illegitimate. And they're going to go out with their friends in the media and paint the Republicans and Trump and everybody as illegitimate. Nancy Pelosi's out there running her mouth. We've already impeached him. We've given him a black stain. No, you haven't. He's still your president, lady. And he's going to be for another 4 years. And I wouldn't want to be you for those next 4 years, by the way, because I don't think Trump in his final 4 years is going to make their life very easy. So tell me something. Is without the rule of law, aren't we anarchy?
Yeah, that's one principle for any successful country. You have to have a well-respected and viable rule of law. And I don't know why they're playing with this. This is This is dangerous ground here, brother. It's dangerous ground. Like in, the politicians in Virginia.
Okay. All right. Oh, I'm glad you went there, man. That's why I love having you on. We think so much alike. When you said dangerous ground, I was going to ask you, you mean dangerous like Virginia, and you just went there. So go there. Go ahead and expand on it.
Yeah. I mean, let's not screw around with stuff like this. There are a lot of people that were invested in that decision that showed up in Virginia on lobby day. These type of issues, I mean, it brings out the public. And this is nothing you play around with, especially at a national level, brother. You want to screw around with the rule of law nationally? Now, there's nothing good that can come from this.
Well, it's further division, as far as I'm concerned. It's
yes.
Pelosi and Schumer
yes.
further dividing the country by taking their already off-the-chain left-wing, far-left radical base, even farther left. When Pelosi was the one who was bizarrely being seen, and I asked Representative Richard Hudson this, and Ted Budd, and I asked Representative Curtis, John Curtis from Utah, this at the SHOT Show last week on interviews, the same type of deal. Did we ever live to see the day we'd actually see Pelosi try to move the party to the right? Now she's out doing and saying this. She's got to know how hateful it is to the nation, to the Constitution, to the country, and to half the nation, and she just doesn't give a damn. What does that mean?
They're putting their own personal and political priorities over the welfare of the country. And that, to me, is a very scary situation, brother.
Because it could escalate.
Yeah. And I don't know how far. But, yeah, it can escalate.
Well, anarchy, we see. Well, let me tell you where I'm going with that. I can hear people out there now. Oh, he's trying to push the guest to say there's going to be violence. That's not what I'm talking about.
No.
What I'm saying is we have I don't think that could happen. It could happen. But that's not where I'm going with here. What I'm getting at here is ahead of 2020, my question is, as they continue to divide the nation intentionally, thinking they have some type of shot in 2020 against Trump, which they don't, is when they refuse to accept the results of this, that just shows us they're going to refuse to accept the results of the election. And they're already out of their minds. So that I'm very worried about when Trump trounces them, because I'm going to love it. I'm going to do a dance on them. Okay. I can't help myself. I'm just going to. They've earned it. Every one of them. But going forward after the election, after we laugh at them, which I will do, I sit and I think to myself, now what? They've already shown their propensity to ignore all rule of law. Now what are they going to do? Have another election within their own party and declare another president somewhere?
You know, a year ago, I would have laughed a lot more.
Right.
But
you're
nowadays,
not.
I don't know.
Well, they're not just going to up and say, okay, well, the election was over. The people have spoken. And let's put the genie back in the bottle and everybody play nice in the sandbox. And yay for Mr. Trump. Yay for Mr. Trump. Yay for Mr. President. Congratulations, Mr. President. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. It's going to be a very brutal, very vicious 2020 after November when Trump trounces them. I don't know what's going to happen. I'd like to think, but the fact that they're not even going to accept the outcome of a Senate trial, that where really what you have is the people with the big pants on, the big boy pants on in the Senate, are actually saying, okay, we've seen enough of this garbage, and telling the little kids who are kicking sand around their little buckets, okay, Nadler and Schiff, Jerry, let me be the one to talk. I mean, it's a joke. The whole thing's a joke. But we're at a point in this country, and then when you put something like Virginia on top of it, it's a mess. Lee, it's just a flat-out mess. We're getting ready to take another break, believe it or not, segment four coming up. I'm going to move over to a couple other topics with you, as much as we can get in, just for some fun stuff. Wall Street Journal had a piece about gun control bills moving forward in Virginia. Maybe we'll tap on that, too. Back right after this. Don't go away. Here in the GunBroker.com studios on the Car Arms microphone, I'm talking with Lee, the Gunwriter Williams, and we will be right back after this.
Car,
The 25th Anniversary K9 and the Venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research. The classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR Biggest Finest Revolvers and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance. The classics. Thompson. That's right. The Tommy Gun. The incredible M1 Carbine and the one and only classic 1911. Carr Firearms. A family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012. 454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
The Gun Box is the ultimate quick and accessible handgun safe, ideal for securing your firearm while not carrying on your person. Our cutting-edge technology and innovative safety features provide peace of mind while storing your handgun on a nightstand, desk, countertop, or anywhere you might need fast access. With a simple swipe of a finger, press of a custom key code, or the wave of an RFID card or fob, the Gun Box opens in seconds. Our modern design and sleek lines not only make it a great addition to any space, but is the perfect reason to bring your everyday carry gun out from hiding in the closet or the basement safe. Asking yourself, will my concealed carry weapon fit in the Gun Box? The answer is yes, as the Gun Box fits most full-size handguns with room to spare for extra magazines, a blade, and other items you carry for protection. The Gun Box was designed to be your go-to gun safe and is absolutely the best alternative for fast and reliable handgun storage. Visit us at thegunbox.com and use code AAR at checkout for 10% off any purchase of $259. Order your Gun Box today at thegunbox.com and use code AAR for 10% off.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense in the GunBroker.com studios, the Car Arms Platinum Microphone. I'm going to ask you to support all of our sponsors, please. Lead Slinger's Whiskey's got tons and tons and tons of new product out. Make sure to visit them at LeadSlingerWhiskey.com. LeadSlingerWhiskey.com and check out their new product. Brad Primo, the CEO, and I had a really fun conversation over the past couple days. We're going to be bringing that to you to the radio here in the very, very near future. Of course, GunBroker.com, North American Arms, the hat giveaway going on, and getting entered to win the gun February 23rd. They're going to give away a beautiful Ranger 2 top break revolver, mini revolver. It's absolutely beautiful. You can see it on my Twitter feed at AAR Mark. You can check it out at AWR Hawkins on Instagram. He put some photos of it up while we were at SHOT Show when Sadie Sweat from North American Arms was on the program with me. So really simple. Get your free hat. NorthAmericanArms.com. Scroll to the bottom. Get the phone number. That's what you got to do. That's your homework. You got to work for it a little bit. Dial that phone number. Whoever answers the phone is going to know when you say, hey, I heard on Armed American Radio, I get a free hat, and that enters me in the gun drawing. And they're going to say, yep and yep. Do that. Take advantage of it. Give away. Get some of those free giveaways over there, okay? Then Bursa. We're going to be talking with Bursa on the Monster Broadcast. Raphael. And don't forget Car Arms and others here on the Armed American Radio Network. And I am drinking my Defender coffee right now, Lee the Gunwriter Williams. I got to be honest with you. This stuff this past week has made it possible for me to get in front of the microphone with that crud, bro. It has.
I know. I empathize, man. I empathize. I couldn't even got out of bed when I had it.
I remember how sick it's you bad. Were. You were really sick for about a week after that.
Yeah.
When was that? A couple years back, wasn't it? 3 or 4 years?
Lose
track of time. Yeah. But the Defender Coffee has really saved my tail. Honestly, DefenderCoffee.com. And the cool part is I can support the Second Amendment while I drink it because my money from Defender goes to the Second Amendment Foundation. All right, Lee. Before I go to that Virginia and some of the gun bills sailing through there, Thomas Massie out of Kentucky is introducing legislation that says, hey, not at all. If you can be 18 years old, and let me just go and get a little bit piece of this in, then I want you to talk about this. It's H.R. 5716. It's designed to ensure Americans who are old enough to take part in other adult aspects of American life, such as voting and fighting for their country in uniform and also being able to be charged as an adult with felonies, okay, aren't cut off from the right for self-defense. Lee, doesn't that just make perfect sense? Isn't that fair?
I was 18. I was shooting M203s, M60s, M16s, 50 calibers, you name it. It makes perfect sense, brother. If you can enlist and go fight overseas or have to register for the draft, You need the ability to buy a freaking handgun when you're at home.
Yeah,
and in my opinion, order a beer in a bar.
Thank you very much. And I was able to do that at 18 years old.
As was I.
Of course. And we're not that old, believe it or not. It was not that long ago. And it's just a man-made law that says, we shouldn't let them do that. We'll just change the law. You have to be 21. I mean, they could have said 25. You got to be 25 to rent a car, don't you? 25 to rent a car? Yeah, I think you do.
I don't know. Honestly, don't know.
They could. It's just arbitrary. They could say 19 if they wanted to. There's no biblical. It's not. It's just man-made garbage is what it is. Somebody decides it. Other people agree with it. Whoever's in office, oh, okay, the wind's blew. Let's do that. So here's what Representative Massie said. Why should a 20-year-old single mom be denied the right to defend herself and her children? 18, 19, and 20-year-olds are considered adults and are able to vote on important public policy issues. They can also form business contracts, get married, serve in the military. As adults, these Americans should not be deprived of basic constitutional rights. And then I would add to that, and they should also be able to drink a freaking beer. My gosh. So obviously you agree with that, right, with Massie's statement?
Completely. Completely.
Here's, and I don't know who comes up with these acronyms, Lee. The act is called SAFER, the Safer Voter Act. And stands for Second Amendment for Every Registered Voter Act. Who comes up with, do they pay staffers to come up with these things?
They have creative people. They're known as creative people.
How do they do it, though?
I have no idea, man. I have no idea. Some of the acronyms I've seen are just, you know, incredible.
TASER is an acronym, too. I won't tell you that on the air right now, though, but I would want to confirm it before anything else. But I saw that. When I was looking at this, I'm thinking to myself, yeah, but anyway, it's just kind of strange. It's kind of like what comes first, the lyrics or the music, you know? And if you ask a songwriter that, they'll never answer the question. I guess it's, who knows? I don't understand that. But it's H.R. 5716. It's titled the Second Amendment for Every Registrable Voter Act. Jeez, unbelievable. And, is it going to get any legs in the U.S. House? No. But
I don't know.
Well, I'm not right with current control now, no. In fact, Lee, prepare to have absolutely nothing get done from the do-nothing socialists after Trump trounces them in a landslide victory in November, by the way.
No, it's going to be gridlock forever for the next 4 years, which, you know, for me, given my libertarian roots, hey, not passing any laws is better than passing a whole bunch of bad ones.
Well, yeah, kind of like New Jersey, where success is defined by how few sucky things made it through. Does that make sense?
Yeah, perfect sense. Right? It's New Jersey.
I mean, that's how you define success in New Jersey? Oh, man, thank God that didn't go. It could have been worse. You know, I go back to that every time I said it reminds me of my grandmother. God bless her, man. She lived to be 96 years old. And years ago, she said, you should be talking on the radio. You're so full of blank. You know, that was a long, long time ago. But it's true. But I remember my grandmother one time, I was complaining to her, talking to her a number of years ago. Gasoline was $4.35 a gallon. Remember that? When it was up there.
Yeah.
Why had a Dodge Ram pickup truck with an extended tank on it? It had a 37-gallon tank. And, you know, I remember paying near $1.20 at one point to fill my gas tank. It was ridiculous. And I remember complaining to my grandmother about it. And here's my grandma in all of her infinite wisdom. Oh, well, just be glad it's not five. You know, I'm thinking, hey, wait a minute. That's not logical. I don't want to accept it at 4:35 and say, just be glad it's not five. What if it was 10? I should say, just be glad it's not 12. Now, somebody out there is going, yeah, no, it shouldn't be 4:35. It should be 1:35. New Jersey shouldn't have bad laws. They should have good laws. We should be expanding our laws. So God bless her and God rest her soul. But I disagree with that. I disagree with that mentality. What do you think? Was my grandma? Let's analyze my grandma.
I got to meet your grandma, or wish I had met you.
Yeah. You can't meet her now. She was born the year the Titanic sank, so it's been a while, you know? Anyway, God, Grandma, I know you're listening. I know you are. I love you so much. Fun stuff. Yeah. You know, it was funny. You asked to ask her for a drink, you know, back in the day. You know, Grandma, would you like a drink? Oh, she'd get all, you know, flutter her eyelids and say, oh, all right, I'll have a highball, you know. I'll have a highball. I didn't even know what a highball was. I still don't know what a highball is.
Well, you know what? You're going to have to come down here and I'll show you.
Twist my arm. That meant twist my arm. I'll have some whiskey and put some soda in it, but just a little bit. I'm pretty sure that's what a highball was, right?
Yeah, see, I'll have to show you when you get down here, brother.
I should trademark that. Oh, all right, I'll have a highball. Like, okay, that means I'll take the whiskey and a splash of soda. Thank you very much. But only one, unless you ask again. I don't know how we got sidetracked. It's Friday, Lee. I'm medicine-y head. What can I say? Hey, thanks for jumping on with me today, man. I appreciate it.
My pleasure. My pleasure.
So what do you got going down there for this last 1 minute in what, first of all, really tick me and the rest of the country off? What's the temperature down in beautiful Sarasota downtown?
Oh, it's cold, brother. It's cold. It's only about 70 today. So, well, I'm still wearing shorts.
Yeah, and you know, just south of you and just north of my parents in Naples, somebody in Bonita hit that $389 million Powerball to 7-Eleven the other day. Gosh, I want to be happy for him. Do I really want to be happy for him? But it's really hard. I hope they lost a ticket. I hope when they were going out, it blew down the street and fell into a sewer somewhere and nobody can claim it, right? I'm just kidding. God bless them. Sort of, kind of. Hey, Lee, thanks for everything you do. TheGunWriter.com, brother. Thanks for jumping on in a giddy kind of cough medicine-y head mode. I appreciate it very much. Enjoy the rest of your day, and I'll see you on the radio.